Welcome back. Welcome, if you're just joining us. My name's Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. I got a fine guest co-host with me. His name's Matt Rothschild. You can find his podcast, Wisconsin Forward, on the Civic Media website at civicmedia.us. Also on Apple Pods, Spotify, wherever you get your favorite pods. You're going to want to add Matt's to your listening list and queue. We've got a great guest with us today. Her name is Corrine Henderson from the Main Street Alliance, also owner of Corrine's Little Explorers. We're here to talk to Corrine because it is National Day Without Childcare. Childcare these days, if you can find it, wow, get prepared to allocate maybe 25%+ of your take-home pay to childcare. It is outrageously expensive. It is out of reach for more and more families, even if they can find a childcare agency that is taking new kids. Corrine's going to help Matt and I understand more about the crisis facing everybody here in Wisconsin and, frankly, throughout the United States. Welcome, Corrine. So happy to have you here.
Well, thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
Tell us, we have had a lot of success in the state of Wisconsin since COVID because there were additional government funding supports going to childcare providers throughout the state. We just lost Corrine. We're going to work to get her back. This is a program that's called Child Care Counts. What they call these are stabilization payments that go from state government directly to a child care provider based on an application system. It's like a grant that helps prop up and keep open child care providers. Guess what Republicans did on Friday, Matt? Guess what they did?
Yeah, they cut it. All $480 million.
Put a freaking big black marker through $500 million in child care provider stabilization funds. That is the thing that's helping to make child care affordable for, if folks can find it, more, maybe not affordable. Maybe I don't even want to go that far and say it's affordable. Less crushingly unaffordable, maybe a way to put it. I think we've got Corrine back. Corrine, tell us, what is Monday, the National Day Without Childcare, about? What do you want Wisconsinites to know about what the GOP is doing to the budget?
Sure. Am I good now? Everything's good?
Yep, go ahead.
Okay, so the National Day Without Childcare is the fourth annual one. It's done by the Childcare Changemakers Community Change, and it is to bring attention to the lack of funding for childcare across the country. We are one of the few countries that does not actually contribute meaningfully for early childhood education child care, and it shows. Like, we have higher incarceration rates, we have higher K-12 rates, we have lower reading rates, and just lower success overall because of that. And so what we did, I have done four of these now in Nuclearis, where we've had multiple people come, about 100 people every time, and then tonight I'm actually in Platteville, which is why I'm having some internet problems. We're going to be presenting here at the Mountain City Bank Motor Branch. And we just really want to talk to people, understand what is happening and why childcare is so expensive and what we can do about it.
Folks, we've got Corrine Henderson of the Main Street Alliance. Corrine, I'm going to ask you to pick up your phone, and we're going to do it on the phone rather than on our regular hookup, just because I think it'll be easier to hear you. So thanks so much, Corrine. We're going to go ahead and do that. And let me see here. Corrine, do we have you? Are you back?
I think so. Am I good?
Yes. Much
okay.
Better. Much,
all
much
right,
better.
We'll do that.
We'll do it that way. Okay. Please repeat. Tell folks what is going on in Nuclearis and why they should be turning out tonight for and in honor of this National Day Without Childcare.
Yeah, so the Day Without Childcare is a national thing, event, so that we can really help people understand the lack of funding for childcare overall in our country compared to other ones. And we really pay for it with higher incarceration rates, lower health, overall health outcomes, higher mental health issues, and all just kinds of ways that it impacts and costs our economy a lot of money unnecessarily and pretty much just waste lives. And so that's what this is all about. And tonight we are in Platteville at the Mound City Bank Motor Branch, and we are looking forward to some people coming to this event. But then because of what the GOP did, we actually are going to start State Without Child Care event tomorrow. At 10 o'clock, we will be at the state capitol and the state street side. We are welcoming everyone to come. We have, I think, around 100 people so far that are committed to making it. We have several programs that are closing. More and more are talking about it and getting excited about it and probably joining us on Wednesday, because we are prepared to stay as long as it takes before the Republicans to decide that funding childcare is the actual answer. It worked in our state and it's working in other states.
Folks, that's Corrine Hendrickson of the Main Street Alliance. She is a childcare provider. We are talking about this not just because today is the National Day Without Childcare, and Corrine and Main Street Alliance helping to organize a state day without childcare tomorrow. You're going to want to check that out. We're talking about this because Wisconsin state Republicans on Friday cut $480 million from Governor Evers' proposed budget for childcare. Now, Corrine, I want to get your input on this, and then Matt's going to ask the next question in this segment. But Corrine, I am stunned beyond comprehension by a party who continuously says they are a party of family values, that they're here to support working families, and yet they are cutting the very thing that working families need the most to continue to provide for themselves, and that is affordable childcare. It seems completely like talking out of both sides of their mouth. If you're not wealthy enough in J.D. Vance's headspace to have a stay-at-home mom or to have in-laws that are wealthy enough to be retired and not... Basically, the message that I hear from Republicans is, well, either you're a rich person and one of the parents, preferably the mom, doesn't have to work, or you've got rich in-laws, you're wealthy, so stay home. We don't need to worry about childcare, but we're the party of family values. Am I getting the hypocrisy here, the double talk, right, Corrine?
Absolutely. And it's also irresponsible. It was actually Thursday that they kicked us out of the budget. They cut the 610 items. It's irresponsible for them. Representative Bourne claimed that they had a plan for childcare, but then when pressed, he would not release it, and they still haven't. Senator Markwine is actually my senator, and he was invited to our event today in Nuclearis and invited to come and speak and multiple times, never responded, and was invited to tell us what his plan was and a way to tell his constituents exactly what it was so we could have a conversation with him. He didn't show up and he didn't respond. The Republicans haven't responded. We gave them till 5 o'clock tonight to give us the $480 million guarantee, and they didn't. And you're absolutely right. It's the wealthy and well-connected that is the winner in all of this, and they will be the ones who have the high-quality care. The rest of us basically can just kind of get put in a box, I guess, and as many kids thrown into a room as possible, because that is what the only things that we know that they have talked about in the past is 16-year-olds being in charge of classrooms full of children by themselves and give them more children on top of it. We make $13 an hour. You cannot recruit and retain people for that amount. So we have 30,000 kids sitting on wait lists that could be put into rooms right now if we could hire teachers. We can't hire teachers because we can't charge more because parents can't afford us. And it's just this vicious cycle. But really, it turns into who is going to benefit, and we're fighting to make sure that every single person benefits and make it a just system and fair system for our hardworking families.
Corrine, how do you break that vicious cycle? I mean, you mentioned in something I read that you wrote recently that people who work in childcare, it's 543 at the bottom of 556 occupations as far as the pay that people get. You're way at the bottom, the people who work in childcare, and yet parents are paying through the teeth too. And so yeah, you get it on both sides. How do we break this vicious cycle?
We break it by investing, because if we invest, we have more dollars coming into our programs. We can pay people. We can get more kids into programs. Their parents can go to work. Therefore, they're paying more state income tax. Therefore, we're paying more taxes because we make more, and we're no longer relying on Badger Care, food stamps, and other things to survive and stay in the field. And other parents are going to also be able to get off of those extra supports that they really want people off of. But if we can't get jobs and work, we can't get off of them. So they have to invest. Vermont has done it. New Mexico has done it. Canada did it. Canada did a universal child care for $10 a day and paying the teachers better. And they did one per, and they increased their GDP by 1%.
And Corrine, so what is the consequence of this cut by joint finance if it's not restored?
So if it's not restored, and so what we're doing is we're doing a state without child care because clearly they lack the imagination to understand what's going to happen. And so as teachers, we're really good at holding people accountable and teaching them, like, it's okay to make a mistake. It's okay to admit your mistake. So, hey, why don't we, like, give you the opportunity to feel what this is going to feel like while you still have a chance to fix it and put that guarantee you're going to put the $480 million back in as a state child care investment into the budget as an amendment, and we'll go back to work before it's too late and 25% of us close and we raise rates $50 a week and more people just can't afford to come.
So that's what you think it'll be, 25% of child care providers will have to shut their doors?
That is what the report said that we filled. 3,600 of us actually took a survey and that's what we found. Greene County, where Markline is 50% of us. I know myself and what the group center in town is 50% and we are very, very sure that we're going to end up closing down if this doesn't come through because we will not be able to continue operating.
Half of the child care providers in Greene County will shut down. Mm-hmm. Statewide, 25% because the GOP, while talking out of one side of its mouth about caring about families and making families matter, is in the next breath cutting the very thing that the vast majority of working Wisconsin families need, and that is affordable, accessible, findable child care so that they can work. It's really like the messaging here, Corrine, again, with the, well, what we're really caring about are wealthy families who can afford to have a parent stay home. And by a parent, we mean the moms or in-laws that can do this. At the same time, out of the other side, there's so many sides of their mouths. It's not just a two-sided mouth. They're talking about forcing people to return to work in government, right? They're talking about cutting Head Start, early childhood education. We know that every dollar spent on early childhood education returns somewhere in the ballpark of $15 to $20 in return on investment, whether that's avoided other costs, more productive increases in childhood wellness and all those things. This doesn't make any sense. You can't stitch it together in a way that has a coherent policy viewpoint. It's all over the place, except if you assume the people that they're governing for are families that have collective incomes of $500,000 or more. Like, that seems to be who the Wisconsin Republican Party and the Republicans in Washington, D.C. are constructing government for.
Yes, absolutely. You nailed it.
Well,
and it's so frustrating.
Yeah, that ain't me. So I will be with you in spirit, though I can't be with you in person. That is Corrine Hendrickson of the Main Street Alliance, a child care provider helping us take note of the National Day Without Child Care. We're going to put the link on our show notes today where you can find out where various demonstrations across the state are taking place. Please call your state representatives and senators and tell them to restore child care counts in Wisconsin. Our families are depending on it. I conclude this show with Matt Rothschild, my special guest host, after these brief messages here on the Civic Media Radio Network.